It's good to be back.
It's fantastic.
Last
bro.
Time I saw you was Notre Dame.
I know. I was just thinking about Notre Dame. I mean, bro,
was incredible.
Could have been the big kick. If I made it, oh, that'd have been awesome.
That was like, so when I was on my way there, and I hit up McAfee because I wanted to get the bros on
for sure.
And I was like, the only thing I can think of is Matt coming out. If Matt kicks a field goal, he'll do it. You know what I mean? Like, anybody else would be like, fuck no. Like, that's, like, scary.
Dude, I don't know. When you told me.
And Matt just instantly, I was like, Matt's going to do it, and Matt's going to try his hardest. And there's going to be no pressure. Like, he's going to just be like, I'm going to do my best.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah, I know.
I was on the flight, I got the text, and I was like, wow, all right. Yeah. And I just thought about it, and I was like, I'm just going to look at that ball and kick it as hard as I can.
Did you know that that's what it was going to be like?
No.
Like in front of touchdown Jesus with thousands of people?
No. I didn't know anything about it.
Millions of people watching.
No clue until I got there. And then you're like, dude, it's like a big show. And I was like, right on. And I just stuck to my guns.
I told you.
I for real, especially the moment of kicking it, I had zero nerves.
I get so nervous on those things.
I just dissociated. It makes total sense.
That's why I spazzed and talked shit on Saban, like because he was like, "What do you think about the game?" And I was like, "I don't know. Fucking Nick Saban cheated." It was just a full spazz.
It was so good, though.
I mean, that I'd like to explain that because that was so. After I said that, we had to go into the stadium to sit at the desk. Which is where he wasn't with us when I said it the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I got in there, and right before we go on, he looks at me and he's like, "I heard what you said." And I was like, "Holy shit." And then Herb Street and McAfee were like, "He's just breaking your balls, dude. He loves messing with guys. Like, he's literally just fucking with you." And I was like, "Oh, all right. I'll fuck with him back. We can fuck around." So then I would have never done that if I thought he was serious.
Yeah.
But they told me he was fucking around. So I started fucking with him. And then as soon as we get done, I tell Herb Street and McAfee, I'm like, bro, he was definitely serious. And they were like, no way he was serious. Go talk to him. So I went up to him after news, like, "You think the SEC dominated because we cheated? That's bullshit." And he spazzed on me.
Weren't you helping him
down? But then, so he was still on the stage and I was on the field. So after he yelled at me, I had to help him down. And he like looked around to see if anybody else could help him, but I had to help him down. And yeah, I felt really bad about that.
I mean, it's got to be crazy too, because he's, how old is he?
I think he's probably like 70.
Yeah, and he's, I didn't know.
He might be older.
Well, I didn't know too, because I saw him on the screen. I didn't know who he was. And I was like, damn, dude, you should start wearing a hat. Like, you look.
73, yeah.
I'm like, you could really step into that look.
That hat?
Into his couture, the whole thing.
Next time I do game day, I'm dressing exactly like him. I'm wearing the hat.
And then just be like, what?
What, dude? These hats are cool. Well, you're right.
This is how I dress. It's how guys who like sports dress. I didn't realize that was like a legendary coach.
He's the greatest coach of all time.
So from him, it must be like, you know, you go on those shows. It's like, all right, time to get fucking high fived, attaboy.
Yeah, just and you just get dickhead shows up.
I mean, we do roast the ones we love, though, dude.
We do only. We only roast the ones we love.
It's so funny though to be a 70-year-old man just in like the twilight of your years, your legacy, and then just be like, dude, your hat's gay.
Your hat's gay. And you cheated.
You were just an agent of karma. There had to have been something. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but I'm saying there's got to be just like, there was some kind of equation that needed to be balanced cosmically. And, you know, you were just there.
Know.
You were there on time.
I think I kind of was right, though. Now that the SEC isn't the only conference that can pay players.
Yeah. That was the other thing, too. Isn't it? It's well known, right? That like a lot of people were.
It's not. So that's the thing. I think a lot of the coaches can distance themselves from it.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, we didn't pay players. I don't know how all these guys got Dodge Chargers, but I didn't fucking do it.
Yeah, true.
I don't know how everyone on the team has chains and cars.
I know. But it's also like, you know, you can't, like when I hear about like Deflategate and all that stuff, I'm always like, good. Like as a good coach, you should
wish Notre Dame was fucking cheating.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
It'd be
hopefully
awesome.
They are.
Notre Dame vacated wins because a couple players cheated on like a summer class. Meanwhile, the SEC was like, we'll give Cam Newton $500 million if he comes to this school.
Yeah, true. I don't know, man. I think Cam, they did something to that guy. That guy got like MK Ultra, bro.
He hates Notre Dame, dude. Fuck him.
What's his problem?
I don't know. He dresses like a cat.
I think that dude
literally looks like a cartoon cat.
I think he got abducted by aliens.
It's crazy. He wears like a top hat and a bow tie every day.
I feel like my theory is a house fell on him.
I think a house fell on him
and he became a witch.
He is real witchy.
He's very witchy.
He's huge, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. I think
he's huge.
I think he got either abducted by aliens and sent to the future for 5,000 years beyond.
He's in the future.
He's wild, dude.
He's wearing future clothes.
Did you see the clip of, God, who was it, man? Corey Holcomb on his show. And Corey Holcomb just kind of like, he broke something down to him. I don't know what it was. It was about Trump or this or that. I don't know what it was, but like Corey Holcomb kind of owned him, being like, dude, you really believe, like, kind of like schooled him.
Is Scam a lib?
Yeah, dude.
Scam Newton's, yeah, I guess you can tell by the fucking outfit.
Yeah, bro. Otherwise, it'd
Scam
be
news. Scam Newton.
But it was Corey Holcomb said, I wish I remember what he said, but he's like, you can't really believe that. And he was like, I don't. Like, it was, you know, someone's like, fuck, I never thought. He's like, you've clearly thought about this before. And he was like, yeah. And you could tell, like, definitely did it.
Devastating.
But it was funny.
Scam Newton, I was wrong about him, though, in the NFL. I remember having a very intense argument with my college roommates, mm-hmm. being like, Jimmy Clausen is a professional passer from Notre Dame. Cam Newton, you can't run like that in the NFL, dude. This guy's going to get fucking killed. He dominated his whole career. He was incredible.
He's changed the game.
Yeah, he was nasty.
Did you see him throw hands that one time?
Yes, he's also terrifying. So
that was kind of nice.
We're just joking around, Scam.
Yeah, Scam.
I'll stop calling you Scam. Cam, you're the man.
Oh, Scram. No, it could be Scram Newton.
Scram Newton, yeah. Scrambling.
But yeah, he really, like, it's wild to be that old and get, like, into, like, I mean, I would say the bleeding edge of fashion.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the bleeding edge of fashion, is, like, borderline cross-dressing.
It's all... For real.
He looks like a Mary Kay model. Looks,
dude, it's crazy. It's also weird to be that big.
Yeah, true.
You can't be like giant and wearing cool stuff.
That's kind of...
It looks nuts.
It's very erotic to be threatening.
You ever see Magic Johnson's son? I just saw a video of him yesterday. He's still going nuts, dude.
Yeah.
What's that kid's...
I mean, dude.
Oh, is it a daughter now?
You want to talk about a balancing act of the universe. Imagine... Dude, this is no disrespect. This is more of like just kind of put yourself in someone's shoes. But imagine if your dad had AIDS from getting too much pussy.
I mean,
he got all the pussy. That guy couldn't. He like got like multiple generations worth of pussy. So like you got to be that gay when you come out of being his son. You know what I mean?
For sure.
It would have been crazy if his son came out. You know, it's not like Diddy's son. Diddy's sons are womanizers.
The apple did not fall far from the tree in the Diddy family.
Yeah, dude, I'm like fascinated by those guys. That's a he had two twin daughters just celebrated their 18-year-old birthday or something.
Who, Diddy?
Diddy has twin 18-year-old female daughters, and it's like what a world.
Yeah.
To be having a twin's weird enough to be like
Diddy's son. Is it him or
his son's wrapped? One of them's really wrapped up.
Played football at UCLA. Oh, really? I could be thinking of somebody else. And I think
Snoop Dogg
hit his strength and conditioning coach in the head with like a kettlebell, like attempted murder.
He's probably just trying to get some. He probably saw a guy doing jumping jacks. What if he gets acquitted? What if he gets acquitted and it was all made up? That would be crazy.
No, I was right about that.
Did he
attack the UCLA football coach with a kettlebell?
What?
Yeah.
Primal? You think it was awesome. The primal on it?
It was probably, yeah. It was probably facing a gorilla head.
I mean, he definitely wasn't swanging anything. If you're going to attack somebody with a kettlebell, it's probably like a 15-pounder, like a 10-pounder.
Damn, his son was pretty good, it looks like.
Really?
I don't know if he played ever because his dad attacked someone with a kettlebell.
I feel like that would get you off the bench.
True.
I wish my dad wasn't such a bitch about, you know, he could have got up.
Yeah, he
could have
helped.
I mean, I was playing both sides of the ball in seventh grade, so.
True.
That was my I peaked, like, I started out at my peak of football and was just like.
Yeah, you were Travis Hunter.
I was nasty.
You were 2-way star.
Seven special. Don't forget about special teams, bro.
3-way. Yeah. I mean, all facets of the game, you had it.
Did Saban say anything about me, actually?
Saban mentioned you. He said, who was that guy who kicked that ball? I'd like to give him $500,000 tonight.
Was that the guy from the BYC Bulldogs I saw there kicking the ball?
True. I do wish my father had held it down like Diddy like that. Like,
yeah, man.
Came down to Elon with me the whole year I was riding the bench, just attacked our strength and conditioning coach with a kettlebell. Got his ass beat by our strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I really love delving into like the kind of just psychosis of like fathers and sports and coaching. It's just like, it's like a dark world, dude.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts, man.
Phil held it in pretty well.
That's good.
He would come watch practice, which was a little weird.
Was he quiet though?
He didn't say anything. You just would look over and you'd see a car in the parking lot. You'd be like, how bored is this fucking guy?
No, he probably loves it, dude.
Yeah, he liked it.
Yeah, dude. If you're quiet and chill, more power to you. It's when like dudes get weird.
Yeah.
About like the high school sports, the kids playing.
Yeah.
Dude, down to like way young, people start spazzing. For sure. And that's a weird trip to get on.
Like, yeah, my kid's the best.
Yeah.
It's like, no, dude.
Clearly, we're watch the field.
Yeah.
Watch the
tape. We're going to grind on the tape.
He's all right. But that is, you know, that's a thing where it's
now
like.
Coaches playing their sons. That's where it does get a little like.
Yeah. Quarterback. Right. Every time. Quarterback. Yeah. Who knew? Every coach's son was a quarterback. But yeah, that's, I mean, I could get into girls basketball coaching, dude. The path is set for me.
The path is set.
I've thought about it. Like,
you can
I
get
show
in touch
up to practice.
With Phil could be your mentor.
That would be nice.
Phil could mentor you.
He probably could.
I think my mom just had knee surgery today, and my dad's not home helping her because he's going to like a girls' basketball practice. We'd be like, Phil, skip the fucking practice.
No way.
She
dude.
Just helped him the entire time.
I was about to say, it was
the
probably
whole time he was recovering from that.
I mean,
she was
girls are so good
day,
at that.
Day two. She got surgery yesterday.
Really?
And he's like, I got to go to the practice.
Duty calls.
It's like, dude, stay home.
Women do wait on you handed. Like, there's nothing they love more than you being, like, incapacitated.
Yeah.
If they had it your way, they'd be dead.
Yeah.
If they had it their way, you'd be dead, ideally. But, like, you laying in a bed and needing them, they love that
tucking
so
you in
much.
With blankets. It's very nice.
They love it. Dude, if Brittany has anything wrong with her, I, like, kind of question her to make sure she's not faking first and foremost.
Yes. Yes.
I go, oh, wow, your knee really hurts. And they're like, oh, I'm like, all right, I'm just making sure you're not making this up. And I have to go. Yeah, it sucks, man. I told you when I broke my nose and I got my deviated septum fixed while they had to like put my nose back together. I came out of the hospital and, like, you know, Brittany picked me up. She's like always happy to do that. And they put me on fentanyl.
Fuck yeah.
Because I came.
You got fentanyl?
Yeah, dude. They put me on fent. I came up. I remember coming to because, like, you know, they knock you out and like, boom, you're just back.
Yeah.
Just instantly to be continued. And I come back after hours of them just like, you know, cutting my nose. They cut your septum out, like the part between your nose, and then straighten it out and re-sew it. It's disgusting.
Oh man.
But I came to and I came once I realized like where I was, I was like, hey, great job, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, great work. And everyone's like, all right, you said
okay, buddy.
And they were like, we gave you something for the pain of the way home. And I was like, what did you give me? I'm just curious. Because I am curious about, they give you ketamine to put you down, apparently. So I was curious about the cocktail, and they were like, fentanyl. And I was like, huh? So they hit me with
where'd you go?
Somewhere
K&A,
in Philly.
Bro. Yeah. You'll give you the little fucking ketamine.
Somewhere in Philly. Dude, the worst. Yeah, true. Gave you some of that trank, dog.
I didn't know you like to get wet, young man.
Yeah, true. But I was like, all right. And I was already so fucked up from everything else they gave me. But that fent hit me and Brittany picked me up. And I was just like, anything she said, I would be like, would you just shut the fuck? I was so mean, dude.
Yeah, instantly.
I had opiate rage.
For sure.
Which apparently that happens. If you're on perks, like, you get mean, dude. Super mean. Also, right now, LeMaire, black dudes are getting crushed by Percocets. Black dudes are getting crushed by opiates right now.
Yeah.
Opiates and Galaxy Gas. Galaxy Gas.
What's Galaxy Gas?
Whippets. Black dudes discovered Whippets this year.
They just discovered Whippets?
They just discovered Whippets, and it's not good. They're getting fucked up. If you do too much nitrous, apparently it stops your body from being able to produce vitamin B, which is like important for your nervous system. And like it fucks you up.
Yeah.
And dudes are calling off. First of all, they all say smoking. You're like, you're not smoking anything.
Yeah.
You're just huffing galaxy gas. And it's like, dude, it rocked. Whippets rocked black people.
It's hurting the community.
It's crushing them. But their voice does get deep, which is sick. So you can be like, three seconds of just like the ultimate OG. And then you fall over and like the fucking Best Buy parking lot. Shoot.